Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 2 of Data Transfer. I'm Audrey.
I'm Corla.
Whoa!
Demon Corla. Pog-a-log, pog-a-log. Makes you want to holla hidey-ho. Bird, you tell me, don't you know? Pog-a-log, pog-a-log. That one's for the 50-year-olds in the audience.
All the 50-year-olds that listen to the show.
Seems to be a problem accessing storage on this device. In case of an error, local backup of this recording might be incomplete.
Okay. I'm having issues with my computer, everybody.
That's just going to keep happening then.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. We just got to make sure that we nail it and don't have to grab the local backup. It'll be totally fine.
Let's do the abridged version. Digimon.
Digimon. Is that the episode?
We just go Digimon. Good job.
Nice. Well, you can check me out at rftb.me. We're kidding.
Smallgayhorse.com.
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 How are you, Corla darling? How are you feeling? What's up? What's in your world?
I've been pretty fucking up and down, I'll be honest. Yeah. Depression's got a hold of me. Everyone's busy. Everyone's struggling. And I'm both trying to, you know, keep everyone else's plate spinning and not falling. And also entirely neglecting my own plate, which has since clattered to the floor.
Oh no!
It didn't break on account of it's like tin or some shit. This metaphor is stupid. The point is, I'm trying to be helpful. I'm not in a position to be helpful, and I feel like a piece of shit.
You shouldn't. You don't have to feel like a piece of shit. I shouldn't tell you what you shouldn't feel. But you really don't have to, because I think you're a lovely and supportive partner, and you do so much for me emotionally, and just having you in my life is a boon.
Well, thank you.
So, suck on that.
Also, everyone's leaving me behind on shit. Fucking Elden Ring DLC is out, can't get that. Dawn Trail's out next week,
I can't get that either.
Our fucking MMO practice is dead in the water for now. I am unmoored in time and sociality, and it doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I am alternating between two hells. The first hell is the hell of absence, and the second hell is the hell of swiping.
Yeah. You're trying to alleviate your anxiety because one person won't get back to you by going out into dating apps and being like, oh, fine, I'll get it elsewhere. I have done this before.
I guess I'll get my validation elsewhere! Yeah, it's one of the nice things about being a poly person is you don't have to throw all your eggs into one basket when that basket won't text you back.
Mm-hmm.
You can just go and see if you can find somebody else who wants to, you know, hang out or
baskets
just
generally have a hard time texting.
I know, they don't have arms or fingers or thumbs or a brain, which makes it difficult for a basket to text. Yes.
I mean, birds can text. You just need a beak and a beak resistant phone screen.
So you're saying Hawkmon, who was introduced in this episode, could text?
Yeah, as could Digmon. He got a fucking Digmon. Beak. It's he a got drill a beak, but it's still drill a beak.
You would need to have
Pokemon move.
You would need to have a very resistant phone.
Yeah.
For that
it fucking spins and drills. You just try to type phone. LOL and just
oh, whoops.
Sorry there, Iori. I'll get you a new one.
I'll get you a new one. How did he
What's
even
his name
sound?
Again? Cody.
I had a neighbor named Cody growing up.
Me too.
Cody was kind of up and down. You know, one of those friends that like you're friends with one week and then not really friends with the next week.
Yeah. I was annoying as shit as a kid. No one wanted to hang out with me.
I too was annoying as shit, actually. I was annoying but charismatic, so like people would like pay attention to what I had to say, but they're like, shut the fuck up eventually.
Nope. None of that for me. Just untreated ADHD and a lot of violence. A lot of annoying kids until they beat me up.
That's really hard, and I'm sorry you went through that.
That's okay. Boy, we've got a fucking tone for this episode, don't we?
Yeah.
I started a new Minecraft pack.
Yes! Yes! Minecraft!
I beat Nomi Factory. For anyone who knows Greg Tech, I beat Nomi Factory, which is, to be fair, the easiest and shortest Greg Tech pack that exists. But that's like saying it's the smallest boulder Sisyphus has ever rolled. Like, oh, okay, it's still a fucking monumental task.
You think Sisyphus would be good at rolling a joint based on how good he is at rolling boulders?
I don't think so. You know why?
Why?
Because he's cringe. He's a king.
One must imagine Sisyphus cringe.
You have to remember that Sisyphus was a king. That bitch was part of the monarchy.
So he deserves that shit.
He deserves that shit. Fuck him.
Okay. Fuck him. Yo, fuck Sisyphus!
Sisyphus is officially canceled.
Yeah.
Added to the fucking data transfer rogues gallery along with the bitch who was rude to Katie at her job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she sucked. I've listened to that episode a few times since it came out, because it's so cute and fun and good. I'm sure you have as well.
I listened to it for editing, and then I ended up listening to it incidentally because my partner had it in the car while we were driving around.
That's gotta feel good.
Just going through data transfer and postponies episodes. Yeah, it feels pretty good. I was just listening back, talking about, oh, fuck, I had a thing I wanted to talk about here, but I never got to it because Katie has so much cool shit to say. I was going to talk about, like, my fucking middle school fan fiction and getting commissioned for it. There was no space, and that's fine because Katie was rolling out the bangers. But yeah, Sisyphus can't roll a joint.
No.
His hands are just too fucking... They're turned into just fucking ball rolling mitts, right? They're just calcified mitts at this point.
My father has calcified
boulder mitts. Palming shape.
Yeah, he's got calcified mitts. He worked in a factory for a long time. And this is okay, can I tell you how nuts my fucking dad is real quick?
Yeah.
He worked in a factory where all this heavy machinery gets used. And he was working on a machine that rolls steel. That's what it does. It takes a little piece of metal and rolls it. Turns it into like a curved part of metal. Like turns sheet, like thick pieces of metal into curved thick pieces of metal. And he was trying to set something in there. And I think he had his foot on the pedal that activates it and fully just rolled his hand up in this thing.
Oh!
Just crushed his fucking hand.
Right.
And he kind of goes, the way he tells it is he went, okay. Reaches over with his foot. Hits the pedal again. It unrolls. And he goes, okay. He goes over to the vending machine. Puts, you know, 75 cents in or whatever from his pocket and grabs an ice cold can of soda. That he works into his mitt to keep it cold, like an ice pack, basically, and then drives himself to the hospital. And they're like, okay, so you crushed your hand in a machine? And he's like, yep. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to need to x-ray you, obviously. So they do the x-rays and they're like, well, we should probably send you into orthopedic surgery kind of right away to make sure that we can get your hand fully restored to functioning. Right. And he goes, it's my right hand, so I need that to operate the TIG welder. If you could just kind of tape me up so that I could have my thumb available to activate the thing, then that would be just enough for me.
Boy, glorifying your work over your body is just so
insane.
Fun to me.
Insane. To this day, my father's right hand is a fucking mitt that he can barely, like, he's got like this much range of motion in his
fingers
on his right fucking
hand. Permanent damage to yourself so that you could keep working for the rest of that day. your job doesn't care about you that much. Nope. I'm sorry, my guy.
Nope. I'm going to name and shame. Dave Angner is the owner of that factory that my father worked in for all those years. And I hope when you die that you burn in hell.
Yeah. I'll leave it. Don't worry. Do it.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I bleeped. I lost the fucking thing in the hard drive thing, so you're going to have to send me another bleep.
I'll send you another sine wave for sure. Yeah.
Signy wavy.
So we've set the tone. There's a lot of deep-seated anger at the way that my father was treated by heavy industry. There's some sadness
and conditioned to treat himself.
Yeah, that as well. There's some sadness about the unavailability of partners in various stages of relationships.
And the visibility of partners getting to do stuff with other folks while you're just kind of sitting here doing nothing. That part's pretty rough.
Yeah, I can imagine. I have seen it.
I'm going to bring the energy back up just a tiny bit so that we can transition to Digimon. I'm going to send you a thing.
Okay, let's see it.
You've seen the thing before, but I have to send it to you.
So here we have a very adorable spider girl standing next to... What's the other creature that kind of looks like her but isn't a spider?
I don't fucking know.
They have the same kind of shirt on, too. I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, they got a shared outfit.
They're talking to a cute little, looks like a dog boy. And,
They're all girls. I know this much.
Oh, okay. The dog butch. And they're talking, and the spider woman says, I see why you'd call them mandibles, but a spider's jaws are actually called, and the spider's partner says, pussy stabilizers. Chelicerae! They're called Chelicerae! I was thinking about pussy stabilizers today, actually.
Right?
Such a funny bit.
I think about pussy stabilizers every day as I go to tease someone who has them.
Well, may we all get what we need from the people we love. Let's just say
that. May we all stabilize some pussies in due time. Yes.
Including the stabilization of pussies. Let us begin our coverage of this episode by beginning to read the synopsis of Season 2, Episode 2, entitled Digital Gate Open in the Japanese version, or the English title, The Digiteam Complete.
Complete?
Okay. So, synopsis begins like this. Tai, Daisuke, TK, and Kari return from the digital world, much to Yole, Cody, and Izzy's surprise. What's Cody's name in the Japanese?
Iori.
Iori and Izzy's surprise. Though Yole wants to enter the digital world herself, they decide not to, and besides, the gate was closed anyway. All the former Digidestin meet up at the park at night, except for Mimi, who lives in New York. It was really cool to see all the gang back together, minus Mimi. I thought it was interesting that Mimi was emailing with Kari and not with Sora. I would have thought that Mimi and Sora would be closer than Mimi and Kari. Based on the ages.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. They discussed the new Digi eggs that they found and the new armor Digivolution.
How dare you assume?
What am I assuming?
I don't know. Go on.
They are all quite concerned about their own Digimon and decide to return to the digital world to make sure that they're okay, except for Joe and Matt, who are busy the next day. To which I said, well, I guess this is growing up.
Yeah, I wrote, fuck yeah, OG team doing some investigating. Joe, you piece of shit. Matt, you flaky fuck.
Yeah, Joe's got a national test that he's got to take. He's like probably doing some, basically taking the SATs, sort of like the Japanese version of the SATs. And Matt's like, I skipped band practice today. I have to go be a rock star tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't skip every day. Which
I mean that's fair. Totally true. That's fair. The next day, the gate to the digital world opens on the computer again, but just as they are about to enter, the computer teacher, Mr. Fujiyama, appears, who, it is revealed, doesn't know how to use a computer.
They're like, wait, what the fuck? You can use computers? He's like, of course not. They just put me in charge of the club because no one else can either.
It's 1999. I don't fucking know how to use computers. Or I guess it's 2000 at this point.
Yeah, people are figuring shit out at this point.
Yeah, maybe 2001. When did this air? Let's see.
Also, I want to point out something that's part
April 9th, 2000.
The Japanese version, which is that they use thank you as loan words.
Yeah.
But they say thank you.
Instead of arigato.
Yeah, they say thank you. And it's
interesting.
It shows up repeatedly throughout this episode, and it delights me every time.
Yeah, I like loan words generally. I think they're a fun feature of language. My absolute favorite in two different languages. Let's see, which one do I want to do? Because there's so many cool loan words. In Japanese, my favorite loan word that they use is wapudo, which means word processor. I love that.
I like, what do they use? Lucky.
Like to call somebody lucky?
Yeah. That's the main one I can think of off the top of my head.
That's such an interesting concept. I wonder how, like, culturally relevant luck is. I know they got, like, luck is like a thing all around the world, I think. It's just like a universal human concept that we have to have. Yeah, certainly some kind of force determines what happens by random chance because we can't live in a reasonless void. Okay.
Yeah, for real though.
So Tai distracts Mr. Fujiyama while the other kids get going to the digital world.
And by Daisuke meets him, up... means physically shoves him back. Oh yeah, in the
he's
hallway.
Like, get the fuck out of here. You gotta move your ass, Mr. Fujiyama.
Apparently, once you graduate, you can just fucking physically abuse your teachers. So,
that
cool.
Sounds good. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
They should bring that over here, actually. I got some people I'd like to go say hi to real quick.
Me too. My second grade teacher, Mrs. Rustin, who I hate so much.
My elementary school counselor, Miss Kraft.
Seems bad. Seems bad.
Yeah.
You can cut this part. So Daisuke meets up with Vimon again, and Biomon, Patamon, Gatomon, and Tentomon accompany him.
And everyone has outfit changes as soon as they step in. Well, all the new kids get outfit changes. They fucking henshin when they switch over.
That neat.
Yeah.
They wanted to do different character designs for the different worlds.
Yeah. Like
phase thing, which I thought was cool.
I appreciate it.
So, Sneemon appears, as Digimon so often do.
Sneemon? Two words.
Giant mantis.
There you go. I had to remind you, just in case.
Oh, no, for sure, I knew. And there's also Dramojimon.
Giant mole.
And Mojimon.
Stinky Yeti.
He's not explicitly stinky, like they don't have his smell as like a feature of things, no, but he just looks like he smelled crazy.
He's fucking scraggly as shit, and he's got big, like, upsettingly detailed feet.
And a huge mouth. Like, yeah. The amount of mouth in his head is out of this fucking, it's out of control.
If you've ever heard of a Bippy doll, he's like Hold a on. Fetish Bippy doll.
Bippy. Oh! Well, I don't care for that. I'm your Bippy plush stuff animal. No, thank you. No, thank you. I don't care for that. So, all three of the Digimon I mentioned, Sneemon, Dramojimon, and Mojimon, all have dark rings on them. What are you laughing
Sorry,
at?
I'm just looking at the fucking multicolor Bippy. They're like, terrible. Oh god, they were even worse than the one Dad had.
Oh, Dad had a Bippy?
Yeah, just a little brown, like, bear-looking one.
Carl's Bippy. Okay, that's fine.
Don't say my dad's name. Don't. How dare you? Keep his name
I
out.
I say Donovan's dad's name on RFTV during the shout-out
Keep his
sometimes.
Name out your mouth.
You keep my father's name out your fucking mouth!
Reach to the screen and...
What if you could reach to the screen and do anything? What would it be? You wouldn't do one of these?
No, I do an ora.
Ora, 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 ora!
I just beat you up with my stand.
Okay. I'd take it. At this point, I'd take it. So, Daisuke falls through Drumojimon's hole in the ground with Vemon. Drumojimon attacks from below and, like, in, like, a really wild fashion, like, just kind of digs this big hole up through the ground, and then Vemon falls in. Or no, Daisuke falls in first, and he grabs onto, like, a rock, and he's hanging there. And Vemon's like, I'm coming to help you! And Mojimon brains him with a fucking bone, and he gets knocked into the hole that Drumojimon made. Daisuke catches him on the way by, but can't hold on anymore, and so falls into the hole with Drumojimon, who, like, pounces on them and, like, drags them to hell.
Yeah, it's actually quite fucking brutal.
Yeah, it was intense.
I just want to point out, even before getting hit in the head with a giant bone club, Vemon is able to turn his neck 180 degrees to look at someone in one shot. And I saw that and went, oh, no!
No, Vemon, no! The Digimon Emperor, or Digimon Kaiser, of course, in our version.
Digimon Kaiser!
Attaches them to a cliff wall and takes Davis's Digivice, Daisuke's.
Now, Vemon is kind of just attached, just fucking spread eagle, whatever.
Yeah.
Daisuke is crucified.
Yeah.
It keeps coming up.
Why?
Either they're, like, trying to do a Bible thing, or they just played Xenogears. I'm not sure which.
What was I listening to the other day that was covering something in Japanese? Gosh, I wish I knew off the top of my head. But they were talking about how... Oh, it was the movie Mindset coverage of the movie The Girl and the Egg. The guy who did Pat Labor also did this movie called The Girl and the Egg. And they're talking about the Christian symbolism in this film.
Okay.
And they asked they were referencing some interview that they had read. And apparently they asked the director, like, so... you know, what's up with all this Christian symbolism in the film? Is that something that you hold very close to your heart? Is this, like, a serious thing for you? And he goes, no, I just think it's neat looking.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of Japanese art is like, yeah, I don't know, I just think it's cool.
Yeah. I mean,
when they appropriate,
we do the
Christian
same
shit.
Thing with other people's cultures.
We absolutely do.
Especially Japan. Holy shit.
Especially Japan. Like a they're like Mesoamerican shit, like a feathered serpent.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just think it's cool. And that was God.
Yeah, that was literally God. Like, it was fucking important to people.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away anything, but we're doing some homework for a guest appearance elsewhere.
Yes.
And in the process, we are encountering a lot of weeb culture, just steeping ourselves in it.
Steeped in
and
weeb.
Reminding me that, like, oh, this was me at one point. Hard. I wanted my own Digimon. I wanted to move to Tokyo.
I still want to visit Japan.
I wanted to teach English.
Yeah, I don't think I had applied, but I was looking into applying for the JET program. I was going to do that in college. And then I didn't. And then I derailed my life. And now I make a Digimon podcast. So
really, we're back on the rails.
Right. Everything's looking up now.
Everything's coming up Millhouse.
Meanwhile, the others find the digi-eggs of love and knowledge. Sora and Izzy try to lift them and fail, prompting Yole and... One more time. What's Cody's name?
Iori.
Cody. Iori. So it prompts Yole and Iori to try. When they succeed... Hawkmon and Armadillomon appear and Armor Digivolve into Halsamon and Digmon, or
Akilamon and Digmon.
Was it Akilamon?
Akilamon.
No, it was Hazmon or something like that. Hawkmon Digivolutions in Japanese. I'm looking it up because
it's
had
Halsamon,
like,
in Japanese.
Halsamon, that's the one.
That's the one you said first. Why did you get confused?
Did I say Halsamon?
Yeah. And then That's why I followed up with the English. It doesn't matter. Just
oh, it's spelled differently. It's spelled differently. It's Halesemon in the English version, and Holesemon in the Japanese.
Ooh. Oh, I know where I'm getting confused.
Hmm.
Akilamon is the normal champion Digivolution.
I see.
And doesn't look all that different.
And soon we will get to Akilamon. Well, not even okay. Soon. That's going to take a while.
That's on me.
No, you're totally good. No. Well, even though we're doing the Japanese, like we're doing the sub, you don't have to commit to Seppuku.
I don't have to be appropriative about it.
No, for sure. If you're going to kill yourself, just do it regular style.
Kill yourself in a socially appropriative manner.
Exactly. Don't fucking do cultural appropriation while you're offing yourself.
KYSIASAM.
Kill yourself in a socially appropriate manner.
Fuck. I'm gonna have to bleep that whole acronym.
That's dark as fuck. That's so dark. Oh, that's funny. Just as the evil Digimon Kaiser is about to place a dark ring on Vimon, the others appear and fight him off. Halesemon, like, flies through the air and blows up the dark ring as it's about to latch onto Vimon. And Digimon just fucking blasts through the wall behind Vimon and grabs him in his little arms and is like, I fucking got you, homie.
It's really cool. It also reminds me of this episode of Dexter's Lab where he goes to a Chuck E. Cheese XP and, like, starts cheating at the games. And then one of the animatronics fucking slips in from the dark next to the, like, fucking skee ball machine and just grabs him and pulls him back into the dark.
Ah! Care for that. So with Daisuke's Digivice returned from the Digimon Kaiser, Vimon armor digivolves, and together they destroy the dark rings on Sneemon, Dromojimon, and Mojimon. They return to the real world with Demi-Vimon, Poromon, Upamon, Patamon, and Gatomon, Tentomon, and Biomon. Stay
this is
behind.
Going fast.
That's a lot of Digimon as well that they had to mention in a row.
This is going quick. We're missing some really good moments, like Izzy and Sora, like, kind of realizing that they're passing the torch.
Yeah.
And being like, no, the kids are all right. These two, they got it.
Yeah.
Sora's like, hey, you're sounding a lot like Mimi. I think this is yours. Hands off the egg. Izzy's like, I know what you are. And Iori's just like, a Digi-Destin? And he's like, no, autistic. And then gives him an egg.
Too true.
In this trying time.
You know how we feel about autistics and eggs.
Eye lasers.
What?
No, that was the next thing I was going to say, but then you were saying something and my brain just fucking short-circuited.
No, I was going to say that
So many are eggs.
Trans people are autistic, is what I was saying.
So many eggs are hard-boiled.
I would say a fair portion of them are hard-boiled.
In this hot, hot world, all the eggs
I scramble eggs, mostly, is what I do with eggs.
Well, they have to be out of the shell to scramble. They're not even getting the chance to crack open first.
That's right.
What am I talking about? Eye lasers.
No idea.
Oh, also, Digimonogamy comes up. Vimon's like, fucking try it, bitch. Try and corrupt me. You can't. I have a partner. Idiot. Stupid, dumb bitch. And the Emperor's like, fuck you. I'm going to try anyway. Meh.
Yeah. The Digimon Kaiser is that slightly too insistent polyamorous guy at the bar.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I have a girlfriend. Well, I have a goldfish. Like, what are you talking about? Oh, I thought we were talking about irrelevant things.
Gross.
Yeah.
We also have the Wormmon. Wormmon's appearance.
Wormmon appeared in the last one, too.
You're not going to hurt briefly. Ken. And then yeah, Gatomon like, slugs him in the face.
I'll save you. And fucking Gatomon just punches him in the head.
Punches him in the head, sending him flying like into the Emperor's hand, like knocking shit out of his hand. And then he just careens into the valley.
Yeah, he's like, ah.
Fucking brutal.
Yeah.
And that is some really good foreshadowing, though. Like, he's got a partner. He's a kid who's got a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a Digi-Destin?
Is this a Digi-Destin?
Butterfly meme. Is this a Digi-Destin? Got him on. Is also just like, I'll hit a kid. I don't give a shit. I'll punch a
child. I don't give a good goddamn. I'll punch
you in the stomach over this wall to your death.
Yeah. You're a fucking dead child.
It's really good, actually. I love Gatomon.
She's amazing. Carla, would you please rate this episode on a scale of rookie to mega?
I'll give it a champion. We're still setting stuff up. I'm interested enough in all of the, like, lore changes. Sound like a fucking Vati Vidya, but
lore changes
Vati Vidya ASMR
Digimon season 2. That wasn't very Vati Vidya.
No, that wasn't very Vati Vidya.
Wasn't even close when I was trying to sound like Vati Vidya.
Frankly, the only thing that takes it above a rookie is the moment when Flamedramon catches an entire icicle in his hand and melts it like it ain't shit. He's like, bitch, you're sending ice at fire. Okay. Have some fire. And okay, then immolates a man to his freedom.
Yeah.
Not to death.
Sets Mojimon on fire, which breaks the Dark Ring. They specifically say, I think it's Vimon before he armored Digivolve, says, aim for the Dark Ring.
Aim for the ring. Don't hurt them.
Yeah.
They're just being controlled.
Flamedramon then sets Mojimon on fire. The only one who understood the assignment is Halsmon, who fires like a real concentrated beam of energy that just hits
off to Sneemon. Either side, so that it doesn't bisect Sneemon.
Right, and just hits Sneemon's Dark Ring, and he's like, "Oh, I'm cool." Which Sneemon wouldn't have needed. I don't feel like that virus ass Digimon would have needed a Dark Ring to get Hyphy with the Digidestin.
Right. I mean, we've seen some good virus types, or at least not hostile virus types.
You're like my homie Ogremon. Like my best friend.
My buddy. Oh, and there's one line I want to talk about real quick.
My partner Digimon is Ogremon.
Yeah!
That would be cool.
That would suck for you, I think.
Ogremon, having Ogremon as my Digimon partner would suck?
Because in most seasons he dies.
Not in this one that I'm in.
Not back in season one where I'm going.
Yeah, I'm back going to season Halcyon one.
Days of
and you can't
the Tamagotchi Digivices. Not the fucking Digivice. Handheld PDA bullshit.
No,
not this fucking card reading slide credit card bullshit. Fuck you. Not this turning into the Digimon bullshit. Fuck you. We're going back. Back to the past. Samurai Jack.
We're going to see Ogremon's Mega Digivolution in my version.
I'm gonna look that up real quick.
Yeah, what is Ogremon's Mega? Oh, this looks sick. He can digivolve into Digitamamon or Rebellamon. Let's go to Skull Satamon. Let's see.
Skull Satamon is a DNA digivolution with Devimon.
Okay, never mind. Can't do that. Though I want to do that. So I guess I'll do the Digitamamon level. Ooh, I could do Devitamamon.
Oh,
that's kind of cool.
This is very clearly the intended Mega Evolution. No.
Do you have a link for me?
Fucking Zen.
You can send it on Discord. You send it on Discord?
Nope. There it is.
Nice.
In Zen. Daymon. Oh,
well, it's not showing the image. Open the image. It did. God's not. Oh, yeah. Daymon. Oh, yeah. What's up? He's just a demon.
Yeah, he's just Devimon with like a fur coat and Ogremon face.
I love him. He's cool.
He's like,
he got a big claw.
He's like if Ogremon was drawn by Akira Toriyama.
He is the Hellfire Chaos is his title.
Hellfire Chaos.
Yeah.
A nightmare soldier.
He's a damn nightmare soldier.
Seven great demon lords representing Jupiter and the Sin of Wrath. This is getting too fucking deep.
He's so cool. That's my Digimon partner.
Yeah, that's where yours is going, is
yes.
A devil.
Yes. What's Ogre? Okay, let's do, hold on, just one more thing. I want to know what his rookie form is, like what we're hanging out with most of the time.
Oh, Gobblerimon.
Gobblerimon. Gobblerimon. Oh, look at him. He's a little goblin guy.
Fucking hate his design. Creepy looking dude.
No, he's cool. He looks like a Grot from fucking 40K.
He looks like the other scientist from Crash Bandicoot. Not Neocortex, the one with the long head.
Sure, you sure. Get the gems. Yeah. No, this is, I like this lore. I think Gobblerimon would be a cool Digimon partner for me. And I'm excited.
Fair enough. What would be mine? What would be my Digimon partner?
Well, you get to pick, because I pick mine.
Oh. Well, then I'll have to think about it for next time.
Okay, well, I'll pick you a Digimon partner, and we'll do some self-insert fanfic.
We'll do a little Secret Santa Digimon. All right, okay.
You would have picked him for me based on my love segment. Oh, okay. I gotta hit this button.
Pussy two.
Actually, I didn't rate it.
Oh, good.
Champion. You're okay. Right. Okay, go ahead.
Pussy three.
Three pussies. Let's see. Okay. Oh, that's great. Okay. So what we have here is some cute gay sex between Digimon and Flamedramon.
Flamedramon
is like adorable in this, I think.
He's like half Digimon's height in this.
He's like half Digimon's height, and he looks like, oh, like he's having a real hard time taking this dick. Like he's like grimacing.
Huge. Yeah.
He's taking this enormous cock. Digimon looks pretty like nonplussed by the situation, but then again, the most expressive part of a mammal's face is typically like their lips and nose region and their eyes.
And he just has a drill.
He has beady little eyes and a drill instead of a mouth. So you can't really tell what he's feeling.
He's like a Renamon but wearing a gimp mask.
But he is feeling the inside of Vemon's butthole because he's plowing the fuck out of him and his cock's out there flopping around. And it just depicts some genuinely, I'm going to say it's some pretty wholesome gay sex. Like there's nothing really untoward happening. I don't feel, I think it's consensual. He's got his arm around him like, oh yeah, give it to me.
Yeah. Yeah. They're in a position that you don't, so you don't have someone in that non-consensually, right?
No.
Like, no. He's all wrapped up around him with his various limbs.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Do we have another?
Yeah, we do.
Are you going to describe this one?
Sure. You see it?
Okay.
This is... Now, I fucked up because this is Akilamon.
Because
I forgot Halsamon was still Halsamon in English. Whatever. The point is, this is a chubby bird. We got us a big old plump turkey. It's literally just like she's got boobs, she's got the implication of like a bear vagina, but she's all feathery and shit, right?
Yeah.
So you can't see nips, although you can see the difference in shading around the areolas.
The suggestion of nip.
There's suggestion of nip, there's a suggestion of nudity. But it's all, she is looking away off to the side, blushing. She
looks a little embarrassed.
And she's just like, oh gosh, I hope you like my incredibly hot bird body. Oh, I'd be so embarrassed if you didn't like my huge badonka donkers. Baka.
Oh, that's funny. Baka Shinji.
Baka donkers.
Baka donkers rocks.
Just stupid big tits.
Stupid Baka boobs. Donkers. Baka donkers. What show was I on that I don't know if I told you this, but apparently I had some friends who used to, if like a girl had big boobs, they would say she's really smart.
I forget where this was, but I remember.
That's so funny. She's like intelligent. She's so fucking smart.
Yeah.
I think that's so really funny, but a little sexist, but very funny.
It's a way to compliment something that you see as a positive element of someone's body.
You know, maybe to consider that misogynistic is a little sex negative, maybe?
I think the problem comes in the intent in the use by cis men, which is to catcall without being told they're catcalling.
Right. And also, I think the thing that I find most problematic about it is that the guys who would use this perhaps would never describe a woman as smart otherwise.
Right. You would never, like, they wouldn't
refer
they would
to
never,
the intellect of a woman. It would
compliment someone,
to
a woman, on their intelligence directly. It has to be a euphemism for titties.
Yes.
Titty mbop up titties.
It is still funny, though.
Titty mbop up titty? Yeah, it's the funniest shit in the universe.
Yeah, it's very strong.
It's a Newgrounds comment I will never forget.
It's important to never forget that.
Also, I forgot champions. I may have skipped an entire segment on you on accident.
Oh, no, no, because we do porno, and then we name our digital champion. I was just about to hit the button.
My digital champion is the pog that everybody does at the end. when they get the eggs out and the army digivolution goes off, literally all of Izzy, Cody, Yole, and Sora just fucking open mouth pog. And it holds on that for like 4 seconds.
I fucking loved it.
It's amazing.
Corla made comment on it and was like, what the fuck? Look at that. And I was like, look at what?
You're like, did you say stop? I said, no, pog.
No, I said pog. I pogged real hard. My digital champion is Sora for doing her so much, which is to say, not much. It was just good to see her. Like, I was just excited to see Sora, you know, moving on to high school and doing a good job. And I'm really proud of myself for holding it together the entire time you did that while you were trying to interrupt me without saying anything.
What?
Now you're gaslighting me.
I was just doing that because I have to.
Why do you have to do that?
You know how Donovan has to have something in his hands?
Yeah,
I have to be moving my mouth. But okay. If my mouth is closed, my tongue is doing some shit. Or my teeth are doing some shit. I can't stop. I'm sorry.
Okay. Understood. Well, I also understand that now it's time for the episode to come to a close. And the last thing that we do when we get together and we do this very program is we do our plugs. Corla, if you would, please tell everybody where they can find you elsewhere.
SmallGayHorse.com is where you can find me. That's my other podcast, Post Ponies, a retrospective of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic and the Rise of American Fascism. It's me, a bunch of trans dorks, some of whom I'm dating, some of whom are just really fucking cool. Those two elements are not mutually exclusive. They're all cool, actually. I'm the only uncool one there, and they
You're
need
cool.
me there to balance it.
I don't date lame wads. You're cool.
That's untrue.
You're like, that's untrue, Audrey. You date lame wads all the time.
Look, I can't. I literally, everyone else you're dating is cool as fuck. What do I do?
You're funny and smart and cool and do a dope podcast with me and with your other partners. And you helped me develop a healthy polyamorous relationship matrix in a way that has been very helpful and enriching to my life. And so I owe that to you, at least.
Well, thank you.
Asshole.
I missed the bit where Beemon's like, hey, sorry I caught you entirely on fire. And Mojimon's like, eh, beats slavery.
That's pretty good.
To paraphrase. He's like, nah, the Dark Ring was worse.
Yeah. That's true. It is also true that I do a podcast called Radio Free Tote Bag. It's a show about relationships. You can listen to it anywhere you find your podcast, as well as at rftb.me. I also want to mention that for Radio Free Tote Bag, we have a Patreon. And on this Patreon, you can donate some money to get some bonus episodes. But also, soon, you will be able to donate some money for a whole new bonus podcast called No, I'm Listening, a Frasier retrospective podcast. That's right, folks. We are doing basically the data transfer treatment for Frasier.
For Frasier.
The 90s sitcom Frasier. And I'm very excited about it. You can find it at patreon.com/RFTB. And please go and support that show because it's a good time. And I think you're going to like it. And I think this week you're going to get out there and you're going to buy the product.
Buy my book.